This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated. Kingdom Ministries was created and is dedicated to teaching and preaching the message of God's coming kingdom. The kingdom of God is a very important topic in Scripture. The kingdom was a message on the lips of Jesus. It's the heart of his ministry. And it amazes me why in this modern day in which we live, we hear so little about the kingdom of God taught in our churches today. That's one of the reasons Kingdom Ministries was created, so that you might become aware and that you might learn about the kingdom of God, the truth about the kingdom. The kingdom is coming. The kingdom is literal. The kingdom will be established on this planet, on planet Earth. Jesus is the king of that kingdom. And the Bible teaches that you and I are kings and priests in training. We are royalty in training. We are, as Christians, we are God's children, brothers and sisters with Jesus Christ, who will rule and reign with Jesus in the kingdom of God. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 10. The kingdom of God is important. The kingdom is going to be where we live. The kingdom is going to fill this whole earth. And God promised that in his word. We've been studying from the book of Genesis, and I'd like to have you get a book, get your Bible and a piece of paper and pencil to write down the verses that we discussed today. Because this man, Abraham, is so vital in the establishment and looking forward to the kingdom of God. Because Abraham lived by faith. He left his homeland. He trusted God to go to a place that God would show him. He left the land, his homeland, and came to a land that it's called the land of Canaan. In Genesis chapter 12, after God made great promises to him, he left his homeland. God said, go to a land, I'll show you, I'll make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and curse the one who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. And when Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him, Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. He took Sarai, his wife, his Lot, his nephew, and all their possessions that they had accumulated, and they went and set out for the land of Canaan. And thus, when they came to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land as far as the site of Shechem, to the Oak of Moreh. Now the Canaanites were there in that land, and the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your descendants I will give this land. So he, Abram, built an altar there to the Lord who had spoken to him. That's Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12, verses 4 through 7. Abram left his homeland. He took his possessions and his wife and his nephew, and they passed into this land of Canaan. And at this in this land of Canaan, he came to a spot that the Lord spoke to him. He built an altar there. And the Lord said, to your descendants, I will give this land. I will give your descendants this land. That's important because we've talked about Abram as being a man of faith. Abram had no children. Abram was childless. Yet God makes a promise to him that this land was going to be given to his descendants. And Sarah was barren. Sarah was not able to have children. And so how is God going to do this? And as we read in the book of Genesis, we find God performs a miracle. And from Sarah, she would eventually have a child. But the important thing I want you to see this morning is that when God brought Abram to the land of Canaan, he said, "To your descendants, I will give this land." Later on, in chapter 13, Lot and Abram, although they're uncle and nephew, they have a lot of possessions, and their servants begin quarreling because there didn't seem to be, in that one area right where they were together, enough land for their animals to graze. And so it was there they decided to part ways, and Abram said, "You can go to where, you can go to the right, I'll go to the left, or if you want to go to the left, I'll go to the right." Abraham said, let no strife or fighting take place between you and me or between our herdsmen, for we're brothers." Abram wanted to be at peace. He was a man of faith. He followed God to this land. God had blessed them, and their possessions had increased. They had many animals. But now was a point that they seemed to have to part ways because of the quantity of grass and water and so forth. And Lot lifted up his eyes. Verse 10, chapter 13 of Genesis. Lot lifted up his eyes and saw the valley of the Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Like the garden, the Lord, it was like a garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt. So Lot chose for himself all the valley of the Jordan, and Lot journeyed eastward. Thus they separated from each other. And Abram settled in Canaan, while Lot settled in the cities of the valley and moved his tents as far as Sodom. Verse 14 says, "The Lord said then to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, he said, 'Now lift your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, and all the land which you see, I will give it to you and to your descendants forever. I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth.' So if anyone can number the dust of the earth, then your descendants can also be numbered. 'Arise and walk about the land through its length and breadth, for I will give it to you.' And Abraham moved his tent and came and dwelled at the oaks of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and there built an altar to the Lord." This great man, Abraham, willingly gave the choice to Lot. Go to the side that you want to go. If you want to go to the right, I'll go left. If you go left, I'll go right. But let's not have our herdsmen squabbling. We're relatives. We're brothers. Let's not fight. And he gave Lot his first choice. Lot looked around. He took the choicest from what it looked to be from his mind's eye. And Abraham settled in Canaan. There's a note in this passage that Lot went down toward, moved his tent as far as Sodom. But it says that the men of Sodom were wicked exceedingly and sinners against the Lord. So Lot was moving into a den of iniquity. Abraham gave Lot his choice. You go one way, I'll go the other. And after they separated, the Lord appeared to Abram again. And he said, "Walk through the land that you're at. Walk north, south, east, and west, and all the land that you see, everywhere you put your foot, wherever you go, everything that you see, I will give it to you and to your descendants forever. And I'm going to make your descendants as the dust of the earth. So if anyone can number the dust of the earth, then your descendants can be numbered." And remember, Abraham has no children. He's fatherless. Sarah has had no kids. So God is making a promise that Abraham believes, and something unique has to happen. Because here it's a promise by God, creator of heaven and earth, that he's going to own all this land, the land of Canaan, the land that is in Israel right now. And he said, I'm going to give it to Abram. Abram, it's going to be yours and to your descendants forever. And he has no kids. And Abraham believes God. And Abram's faith, his faith is accounted as righteousness. The fact that he had faith and believed God made Abraham a righteous man before God. His faith, he trusted God. Whatever God said, he believed him. Now, Abraham wasn't sinless. Abraham made mistakes. But God looked at this man and looked at his faith and honored him because of his faith. God looks at us. And even as children of God, Christians, we still make mistakes. We still sin. But God looks at our faith as we have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. As baptized believers in Jesus Christ, we are clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and God sees our faith and will reward us according to our faith, like he did Abraham. We're going to pick it up here and continue next week. May God continue to bless you as you study his word. May you become a student of the word of God.